Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Well, hey there, Driven Woman, and welcome back. You know, it takes a lot of confidence to put yourself out there in this world. People can be so mean, and we all know that the online world is full of trolls and haters. So whether you are putting yourself out there with a blog, with a YouTube channel, with a podcast like this one, or on video, it takes a little guts. It takes a little courage. It takes a little confidence. But I think it's especially important, especially now, for women to stand up, show up, and speak up. So I brought today's guest, Helen Polisi, on to talk about developing our confidence on video. You see, Helen Polisi is the TikTok teacher, and I have been following her on TikTok for several months. She has a fascinating story. She's been producing TV commercials as a producer for the last 30 years. But once the COVID pandemic hit and the quarantine, she was out of work. So she started spending time on TikTok, just having fun, consuming, then creating. Then she realized, I actually have a knack for teaching other people how to do this. So she created a wonderful, low-priced, very accessible course called TikTok Confidence. I'll link to it in the show notes. I bought the course, and I especially love the fact that she is a grown-ass woman. She is not a little girl. So if you are thinking, I need to be on video, but I don't have the confidence, or you're thinking, I'm too old, or nobody wants to see me, you've got to listen to this interview. And I especially want you to stay all the way to the end, because I make an accountability promise with Helen that will have been fulfilled by the time this episode goes live. Are you ready? Here we go. Well, this was the interview that almost didn't happen. This lady I have been stalking, pursuing, and sweet-talking for several weeks now, and she's had some very interesting life events, which we will get into, that almost made it not happen. But the fact that she's here today, I love her twice as much as I already did. Our guest today is Helen Polisi. You may know her as the TikTok teacher. And if you don't know her, by the end of this conversation, you'll wonder what rock you have been living under. So welcome, Helen. And this is a great day.
It is a great day. I'm so happy to be here because, you know, the interview that almost didn't happen for several reasons. So I'm really excited to join you.
Thank you. You know what? Instead of just dicking around with people and making them wait. Oh, by the way, if I didn't tell you already, it's okay if you use profanity because okay. I have an explicit rating and that just makes things, you know, sassier.
A little saucy.
Yes, sassy and saucy.
Good to know.
Shall we talk about why this almost didn't happen?
Yes.
Because I think
let's just jump right in.
Let's do it. It's such an important part of who you are.
I think it's a great idea. So I've been on TikTok since the pandemic. I'll just start with a little bit of history.
Please.
I'm a TV director by trade. I do TV commercials, Sensodyne, Odoreaders, lots of different brands, big brands. And during the pandemic, when everything shut down, I decided, let me dabble in TikTok and see what that's about. So I started posting. I gained a following. I was doing things around my house. And then as time wore on, people could see that my content had quality and I understood how to make the TikToks. So a few people that followed me were asking me, oh, how did you do that one? And I said, yeah, I'll make you a tutorial. And it was kind of a little joke. I did it almost like tongue in cheek, made a tutorial, and my account exploded. So I branded myself as the TikTok teacher and I made a little pivot, which was really, really fun. So I'm trucking along, having a great time. TikTok teacher, my following's now up. I just hit 600,000 followers today. So it's
love it. Congratulations.
Had a great time. And just a couple of weeks ago, started to have some trouble with my vision and saw some doctors. And just to cut to the chase, the vision problem is actually lymphoma that developed behind my eyes. So for the past 3 weeks, I literally thought I was going blind and they were trying to figure out what was going on. It was absolutely terrifying for someone whose whole livelihood and love is based on visual and creating things visually. You know, I can do those great transitions. You know what I teach. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
And so I felt like my life was being stripped from me, not because of lymphoma, because of blindness. It was more terrifying to me to think about life without sight than it was to actually think about no life. As crazy as that may sound, but that's how it was for me. So it was really rough. And during the whole thing happening, I had the presence of mind to set my camera up to go into auto video selfie mode every time I touched the camera button, because I couldn't even see my camera my phone after a while. So I decided, since I couldn't write down what was happening to me, I was going to start documenting it. I never knew. At the time, I wasn't sure I'd share it. It was more for me, for my therapy, to keep track of the things that were happening. And then once I got the diagnosis, which was really a 2-week roller coaster process, I sat with my daughter. I still couldn't see. And she edited a video about what happened to me over that 2-week period. And we decided to release it on TikTok. And I can't even describe what's happened. The outpouring of love, it just brings tears to my eyes. People who really care about what's happening to me, the way my content is now, my cancer diagnosis and what's happening to me now is part of my content. Instead of me changing my content, I'm like, I'm just going to roll this right into it. And now it's another piece of what I'm doing. And it's, I think, going to impact people in a whole different way. And I didn't expect it. And here I am. I'm here for it.
There are so many great lessons in this. I want to break down for the people in the back, because sometimes you hear something like this and you realize, oh my God, this lady's so inspiring. But every single thing about your mindset and the way you're moving through this experience is actually a teachable moment. One, when shit happens, it's fodder for your content if you have the presence of mind to take a pause, you know, go ahead and record or write or whatever your modality is. Don't release it immediately where you're in the throes of a crisis.
Right.
But you have it and you realized, you know what? If I'm suddenly absent from TikTok for weeks or months or however long, people are going to think I just dried up and blew away. I got to put something out. This is what's happening. I'm going to go with it.
This is it.
Real life, real authentic life. Not the highly polished, perfect, curated image is actually what people want and engage with.
It was funny because I thought about releasing it as it was happening, but I also thought, in fairness to the people who love me and care about me and my family and friends too, I was keeping it to a close circle because I wasn't sure what it was. And I didn't want everyone on this ride. They told me first, ovarian cancer, you have masses on your ovaries, you have uterine cancer. I went up and down. Then it was an immune disease. So for this period of like a week and a half, I was going through biopsies, things were happening. And I didn't need the whole world to be on that roller coaster at that time because I needed to process it myself first. But I knew, I definitely knew that I was going to release it at some point. I just knew I had this story to tell and it just had to be the right time. Interestingly, a couple of my followers were, I was gone for like a 2-week period where I didn't post because I was just blind. Yeah. I couldn't edit anything. I couldn't make tutorials, just minor details.
So and inconvenient.
So such a pain in the butt. But I did, a few people asked me like, are you okay? And I said, I am. And I'll be posting an update soon, but I couldn't even share with them because I even didn't tell my parents right away. I didn't want them to be, they're older and I didn't want them to be on this roller coaster too. I wanted them to have answers before I started telling them this crisis that was happening. So it was timely and it was the right time. And then when I did release it, I was prepared to talk about it. I was already on a path of we're fixing it. So I felt like now people could join me on this. And it's not going to be boring because I need to embrace this fully. And what's happening to me now that I have sight back, I feel like I've been given a gift and I'm almost on a high from having my sight that I almost feel like I already beat the cancer part. So it's a really good perspective. And maybe it was delivered to me that way for that reason so that I could lift myself up and now go, okay, we're going to have fun. We're going to get through this and we're going to have an interesting adventure instead of medical crisis. And that's how I'm taking it on for real. You see my content.
I do. And honestly, it's so clear because I've been watching you for a while. I bought your TikTok confidence course and you're no different than you were a month ago or 2 months ago. Yes. It's just, you're positive. You are relentlessly positive. You're optimistic. You're warm. You're funny. You're friendly. You're a natural teacher. And it's so clear that you actually want people to do it, to understand it, and to have fun with it.
I get so excited.
To have fun with it.
I get so excited when people do the things that I teach and then they tag me and I'm like, oh my God. And sometimes it brings tears to my eyes because they do it so well. And I'm like, oh, it was a good lesson. They really got it. So I do get excited. And a lot of times I duet the people that do the things that I teach because I'm just so proud of them. And I really call my followers my students at this point. So I really do enjoy when they're successful. I just think the whole community and picking each other up and how, you know, my followers tend to like support each other as well. So they go to, they become their own little friend group and then everybody's rooting for each other. And I think that's part of what I also love from my comments is seeing the supportiveness for the community for each other. It's not just for me and I'm trying to be there and comment and support, but they're doing it too. And that just makes me feel good. I feel like I'm cultivating a little classroom of, you know, really excited students that are of all ages. By the way, I have a very wide range of audience.
You do. And I told you, and before we started recording, Helen, that one of the first things that attracted me to you, first of all, your haircut is adorable. You have a great smile.
Oh, it's
you
look like,
well, yeah, but you got those wigs. You got those wigs.
I got the wigs.
So,
you
know,
ready.
Yeah. And I'm ready to see them all. They all look super cute. You named them the Bleachella.
I did.
Like,
I named
nobody
them.
Would
They're
market
all
it. Nobody would market a wig named Bleachella. That would just die on the shelves. But when you name it Bleachella, they're going to sell. You need to get an affiliate commission from those people.
Oh, good idea. I got to get on that.
We'll tag them at the very least. But you were warm, you were funny, and I got to say it, in my general age group. And I think one of the things that I think about a lot, I talk about a lot, is that most women in our age and stage say they feel invisible. They say, I have a lot to say. I have a lifetime of experience and I would like to share it, but nobody wants to see me. Nobody wants to hear me. And it's like,
true. You
haven't put that shit to the test. I guarantee you if you're saying that, because
that
if you have anything to say, there is an audience for you. Why do you think they don't put that to the test and they just decide to believe it and not even try?
I don't know why, but I will tell you this. If the more of us that do it, the more it becomes the norm. Because right now in media, in advertising, in movies, people our age are portrayed like has-beens, like we're not fun anymore. We're the fuddy-duddies. We're like the Karens. We're whatever. And that's a bummer because that's not what it really is. So the more of us, and I want to say, do it, people, ladies, gentlemen, the more of us that do it, the more normal it becomes. And we normalize aging. And it's not like, oh, we don't want to get old. We have to do Botox. We got to do this. Mm-hmm. We got to do that. No, we just, I like how old I am. I don't want to go back. I would never go back, honestly. I like where I am now, even what I'm going through. I'm like, okay, we're on a new adventure. Let's see how this plays out, you know? So all of it to me is fun. It's exciting. I embrace every day. I'm so excited to have my sight back. So now I'm like visually embracing things even more. And I think if more people are willing to do it and learn how to do it, I mean, I have simple lessons.
You do.
I think it just helps us all to be visible. So I don't know if you know this, but during my TikTok journey took me to into an employee in residence program an entrepreneur in residence program with a venture capital company and building a company together, which is called Socialize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is a startup that I've got involved in. And the mission of the startup is to actually teach people how to use social media. But the core, the North Star, is to shine the light on people who feel invisible. Whether that's because we're older, mm-hmm. whether that's because we've been through a crisis, or even if you're younger and then you feel like embarrassed because maybe you've had weight issues or whatever the things are. So being able to shine a light on people that feel invisible for whatever reason is what my goal for teaching social media is about. It's like helping you lift yourself up, share who you are. You're going to help somebody. I mean, people are saying to me now when they hear, when they see how I'm handling what I'm going through, they're like, you're inspiring and you're making me think that if I ever had to take this on, I would look to you for, you know, my guidance of how to do it, how to go through it. And they say, now you're teaching us how to deal with cancer. Like, this is unbelievable. So I'm always teaching.
Had you always thought of yourself as a teacher prior to this?
No, never. I mean, I'm a TV director. I, I, I never thought of myself as a teacher. I do like to help people. Oh, let me help you figure that out on your phone. I'm helping my mom with the phone. I'm helping my dad with the phone, my sisters, whatever. But I think when I was in third grade, I used to play school a lot. So maybe it was my childhood thing, but I've never thought of myself as a teacher. And people ask me all the time, you must be a teacher by trade. And they wish that I was their calculus teacher. They would be in a different place right now and all that. I get the funniest comments and I love it.
I used to be a shrink, so I'm going to take a stab at this. Okay, I'm wondering if, because you seem like a person who is very optimistic, loves to have fun, loves to be of service to others, appreciates the world around her, and is going to squeeze the orange until every last drop is gone and then swallow the seeds and eat the rind. And when other people around you are not as joyful, not as engaged with life, not continuing to learn and grow as they get older, if there's anything you can do to show them it's not as hard, you can do it. Yes. It's way more fun. Let me show you how easy it is. That's not exactly being a teacher. It's more of being a mentor and a guide who says, let me show you how much easier and more fun than you're making it in your mind. See, it was no big deal.
That's a really cool thing. I do love that. I'm going to give you a fun fact that I've never talked about on any podcast or any interview ever.
An exclusive?
You're exclusive to this one. And there's going to be a small group of people that will really get this. But when I lived in the suburbs, I used to think, I love to dance. And I used to think, man, we never really get to dance anymore. As women, we get older, we have to go to weddings and the husbands don't want to dance. And then you're kind of out there. And that's the only opportunity you really ever have to dance because you're not really going clubbing anymore. So I was out for a run one day. I came home and I said to my husband, you know what I want to do? I think I want to have like a ladies dance party at the house. And he's like, thinks I'm like Lucy. I love Lucy. He's like, go for it. You know, another crazy idea by the harebrained wife. So that Friday night, I just put out an email to my neighborhood and I said, I'm going to have a dance party. If anybody wants to come, ladies only, just bring a bottle of wine. We'll have some bring an appetizer, whatever. The house had like 70 women in it. It was insanity.
Damn.
I had these really good speakers. I DJ'd it myself. Women came out of the woodwork. They heard from someone. I had a house full of people dancing until like 2 a.m, like as if we were teenagers, and everybody left feeling so good. I had emails the next day that were just like, you've made me feel like I was my 25-year-old self again. And they were so excited. So I look at what I'm doing now on TikTok as just like an evolution of that. Like
it totally is.
I pulled people together. I made everybody feel good. And I led the party. I was the first one on the dance floor. I'm like, everybody's out here with me. Let's go. And we just lived like, I don't know. We just lived that night. It was great. So I had multiple dance parties. They hated when I moved out of the suburbs because the dance parties left with me. But it was just a thing that happened. And it was a spontaneous thing. And I feel what happened on TikTok now is I'm able to take that sense of myself, like just let's embrace life. Come together with me. I'm going to take you for this ride. And you can be here with me or you can pass on, whatever you want to do. But we're going to have fun here. And that's how I want to live my life. I do, truly.
It so resonates with me. And what I always say the hardest thing about aging, not for me personally, because I'm going the way you're going, is that people stop playing. Yeah, they start taking themselves too seriously.
Don't do that.
They're afraid to look stupid and they don't want to make mistakes. And if you can literally say, fuck off to all of that, it's okay to make mistakes. That's how you learn. If you're not making any mistakes, it's because you're not growing. And I'd rather fall on my face than stagnate.
My favorite thing is to be the one asking the stupid question. I'm always like excited to do it. And I'll start with, hi, I'd like to ask a stupid question. And I am okay with that because we don't have to know everything. That's the whole point of it's the confidence of getting older is that you can admit that you don't know everything. You don't have to pretend you know everything. Like when you're younger, you have to fake it till you make it. You got to do all that crap that has to happen. But when you get older, you can actually say, you know, I don't know that. Guess what I learned today? And that's great. Like there's no reason not to want to learn something every day. And learn from young people too is one of my favorite things because they have a different perspective. And
they
do. To be able to look back.
They do. And they don't have a lot of the hangups that we have. They probably have different hangups.
Yes.
But, you know, what would you say to the woman who's listening right now who thinks, well, she certainly makes it look easier than I was making it out to be. And she certainly makes it look more fun. And she's about my age or maybe even older and she's managing to do it. But I am just worried that people will criticize me or make fun of, because everybody knows there are assholes and trolls online. I don't know if any of them come your way, but I will fight them off in the future if I see them. But what would you say to somebody who it's literally the fear of somebody being critical of them that's their
I'll tell you what. Block. I think the thing that cripples most people with starting on content creation or even just thinking about putting themselves out there is that our kind of innate nature is to compare ourselves to people.
Indeed.
And you're going to be like, well, I'm not going to be as cute as her, funny as her, like clever. I'm in the beginning when I was on TikTok and these people were talking on their TikToks and I was like, I'm not talking on my TikToks. I'm going to bake in the kitchen, dance around, blah, 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 blah. And I was just, when I did a few TikToks where I spoke, I was so intimidated because I thought, everybody on here is so clever, so funny. They're entertaining. Like there's so much talent. And I thought, what do I really have to offer? But what I realize is that we all have something to offer, but it's just not the same as the next person. Mm. So when I figured out that the way I was explaining how to do something, it wasn't like the way the young people were like whipping through on their phones, showing you how to do something. I was like, let me explain it to my friend Pammy, who asked me how to do this, and I'll explain it slowly so she could understand it. And lo and behold, that resonated with a whole batch of other people.
Yes.
And so I was doing it in my style. So every person is an individual. And just like you have your friend group in real life, you will resonate with someone here on TikTok or on whatever social media platform, and you'll be their friend. And you don't have to try and be someone else's friend. Don't try and get into the friend group over there. Just be you and you will find your friend group. And it's just so beautiful. The community, I am so uplifted by what's happening now that it's like I have a renewed faith in humanity from what I'm receiving back. And they're like, you've been putting it out for us so much, you know, mothership, we are here for you. And I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, what's the big deal? I'm just, you know,
it's
me and my pencil, you know, like you and your little pencil. Why do you do that? Is it a stylus? I thought it was just a pencil with an eraser on the end.
No, it's a stylus because it's so slim and tiny compared to putting, I see the ones that put their fingers all over the phone and you can't really see the buttons they're pushing.
No.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to get me a little stylus. And it's so super slim compared to the size of like a finger. I have it right here. I'm going to hold it out. Yeah, because you can see the size. Like here's my finger and here's the stylus. So this is going to cover up. Look at how tiny that is.
Yes.
It's going to cover up. This is going to cover up what I'm touching. This is so clear. Plus it made me feel like a teacher. So it's twofold.
We could call it your magic wand, but I wonder why nobody else figured that out.
I know. And they're still not doing it. And now if they do it, it's kind of like they're stealing my show. So no one's going to do it now. No one's going to do it now, I don't think. But
you know,
a blatant copy at this point because no one did it.
I just did the trick that you taught about the one you were using in the ER, in the hospital when you're in treatment.
That's awesome.
Is when you set it in your preferences, in your settings, on the reverse video.
Always set for a selfie. Yeah.
Just start recording wherever you are. Here's something else you inspired me to get, even though you didn't talk about. I got the Ray-Ban Stories.
Oh.
Do you know about those? Now I can help you. This is joint venture partnership between Facebook and Ray-Ban. It has cameras. Here,
I think my son has corners. A pair of those, so you can record with your sunglasses.
Yeah.
So
you can also
sleeping.
Listen to podcasts. Yeah, you can listen to podcasts into your ears from the sides, but I haven't figured quite how to do it without shooting my feet or, you know, the car door.
Yeah, some of the tricks that you can use on the phone to shortcut, especially if I'm when I'm out, sometimes it takes a minute. I got to get to the camera, then swipe to them, get out of the phone. So I said, you know, I'm going to set it to my favorite mode so that the minute I click, I'm in it and I'm ready to go. And it was really helpful when I had no sight because I wanted to be in selfie mode to record everything that was happening to me. So yeah, so that was a good one. I thought that was an appropriate first lesson coming back after my eyesight returned. Cause I was like, let me show you something that really helped me when I was almost blind.
Yes. But also you are so good, Helen, at looking for the quick and easy tip that makes a huge difference that probably nobody else is talking about.
Right, right. I mean, some people don't want to share the simple things either. They want to teach the complicated things. But I also realize there's so many beginners. And let me just show them like a simple one, like how to put text on and time it to go on and off. I did that kind of like a throwaway TikTok and it's got like 4 million views because there's a lot of beginners and nobody was talking about how to just simply put the text on and have it pop on and off. So it's sometimes I just go back to basics and I just here's something for a beginner. And then I'll go into something complicated. Like, now we're going to do a really fun transition. I'm going to show you how to do that. And I love to make the head turn transitions. You saw what I did with the wigs. So yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun with transitions in this upcoming, I'll call it the cancer production.
Goodness.
We're in pre-production right now. That's why the wigs are being purchased.
Let's talk a little bit more about Socialize, because did you see that coming? I mean, I don't even think.
I did not see that coming. I was thinking, oh, I'm just going to make like a course and maybe I'll make some money from this course, $15.
You made it so accessible. That's all.
I just wanted everyone to be able to get it. I sold like almost 1,000 courses.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of courses. And so, but with Socialize, I feel that I can spread the net a little wider because it doesn't have to be just TikTok focused. So with Socialize, I'm teaching content creation across all platforms. So if there's somebody that's not really comfortable with TikTok, but they really want to learn Facebook, I'm showing you how to do Facebook Reels. If you really like Instagram, here's why to post Reels, because you're going to get an audience. If you're looking to grow an audience, post on Reels. Don't just post posts. So I like to teach overview of social media and overview of content creation that's editing so that you can use it on all the platforms, because some people don't want to stick with just TikTok. And maybe TikTok is too intimidating or a little too complicated, too many buttons to push. So I want to try and really embrace. And that is really catered towards, I guess it's catered towards a 50 plus audience, but there's a lot of young people that don't really know how to use social media. But the idea is to welcome in people who are older, like us that are afraid to do it. So I break it down easily. And if you're comfortable on Facebook, start there. If you're comfortable on Instagram, start there. So it's just more of a broader teaching platform. And really this venture capital company is very interested in creating businesses that will help older people and give more visibility to older people. So that's why they brought me in to figure out what they could co-create with me that would just help that audience in a different way.
Hey, it's Diane with a quick interruption to the episode because I've got a couple questions I just need to ask you. One, are you where you want to be in your business? Are you making the money you want to make, working the hours you want to work, seeing the clients that you want to see, and getting the income and impact that you went into business to get? And if the answer is no, what's holding you back? Why is there a gap between where you are and where you want to be? Do you know the answer? In my experience working with female solopreneurs, so many of them don't even really know what's standing in their way, and that is so frustrating. So I created a little quiz called What's Holding You Back? There's a link to it in the show notes. If this is you, please take the quiz. And if you do, DM me on Instagram at Coach Diane Wingert and let me know your results. Now, on the other hand, if you already know what's holding you back, if you already know what the obstacles are that are getting in your way from achieving the income and impact that you deserve and desire, then I don't want you to take the quiz. Forget about the quiz. Go directly to the other link in the show notes and book a consult with me. I may be the very coach, and this may be the year that you put all of that behind you and really have the business that you went into business to have. For everybody else, keep on listening. And if you find value in what you hear, don't forget to leave me a rating and review on Apple or wherever you're listening. Here we go. Back to the show.
It's funny because at first I said I would never own my own practice, and now I own my own practice. And I would say, I'm never going to take it any more than just treating patients. Now I'm thinking about how can I start my own
institute. You know,
yeah, exactly. Even like training other therapists, having a certification with my name that I am, you know, I haven't thought of the name yet, but I'm certified in this technique or whatever the case may be. And really just helping other therapists help their patients the way I help mine.
It's super exciting because
I was on the news.
I saw that. And I also saw your TikTok about that, where you got the time wrong. Oh, I'm gosh. Like, you were, but you were, Helen, you were totally dressed. You didn't have your lipstick on. You did not have your lipstick on, but you, the hair, you had the hair, you had the outfit.
I was ready.
An hour ahead of time. I'm like, who the hell does
yes.
that?
How stupid am I? Because I wanted to record a little pre-practice one. So I had my camera set up and I was like, here are my talking points. And so I did a little TikTok to like practice my talking points, which was really helpful. So
yeah.
And then all of a sudden she was texting me. I'm like, oh my God, I just posted the TikTok about the talking points. And this woman's texting me. So good thing I was ready. Yeah. Without the lipstick, I'll go with it. And I just jumped on. It was funny.
And you slayed. But
I didn't have time to get nervous.
Yes. But I was so glad. You're so self-aware. And I think that always impresses me as a former therapist, because lots of times people are just like, even when they are crushing it, they don't know how the hell, they're like, I don't know how that happened. I was just like flying by the seat of my pants. But you realized, even though you would have preferred to be more prepared, of course you would rather have your favorite lip shade on and all that.
Yes.
But the fact that you had to just stop, drop, and roll.
I do it.
You bypassed it. Fear and self-consciousness, because you ain't had no time for that.
No, no time for that. And it was kind of a funny story to tell. That made for more content. The silly things that happened to me and the mistakes I make. I mean, to me, it's always like, well, that's content. You know, I screwed that one up. Let me share it. Another F up by Helen. Let's do it. And I think it just humanizes me more, because it's like, I'm not perfect. And I make a lot of mistakes. And I tell my husband, go right. And I'm pointing to the left. I mean, I just have, you know, a slew of issues, I'm sure. But I don't let it stop me. And I also don't mind sharing it. I don't really mind. I like to make fun of myself. And my family, even when they make fun of me for things like, oh, they'll say I'm a bad driver or whatever, I'm like,
me
oh,
too.
Well.
Yeah. No, me too.
I don't mind.
They call any car that I'm in is a death trap. And I'm like, that is so unfair. I've had a few accidents,
right.
But no, not anytime recently. Of course, I'm sharing a car with my husband now, and he mostly does all the driving. But still, I haven't had any accidents for quite a while. But you know what? It does. I think this is another thing that you do really well. When people say, well, I can't call myself a teacher or a coach or a strategist or whatever, or an expert. It's like, you don't have any trouble calling yourself a teacher, and you fully well admit that you make mistakes all the time, because you do not expect to be perfect.
No, and nobody should expect to be perfect. Like, that's boring. I don't know.
It's totally boring.
It's way more fun to have some mishaps happen. At least it gives you some like amusement in your life. I don't know. I just don't mind it. And I think that's also such a helpful piece of aging, that you don't have to mind that you're going to make mistakes, and it's just okay. And it just, if you can make mistakes, other people feel human. And I'm all about, in the industry as an interviewer, that's what I do, my trade for my commercials. My favorite thing is to make people feel comfortable. So when I meet, I'll interview dentists, or sometimes it's just talent about, you know, talking about smelly feet or whatever it is. It's like, I just want them to come in and feel comfortable. So we're just going to have a chat, forget about the cameras. So my kind of like my go-to is to make people feel comfortable. And some of that is me being human to them, like letting them see my mistakes, letting them see my flaws, because then they will be okay, that they're not going to be worried if they make a mistake. So I'll sometimes pronounce something wrong and I'll be like, oh, well, I really don't know what that word means. I don't mind admitting things like that, because then they feel better, because they don't have to feel like perfect. So I think just the whole thing about putting myself out there in a not perfect way, except I want my hair to look good, but
I must admit, dude,
the thing, hair always looks pretty good.
I gotta admit it. It's one of the first things I noticed about you. I'm like, I think I need to go back to having bangs. That was the first thing I thought of when I saw you. And the second thing I thought is, damn, her hair always looks good, even when she's in the freaking hospital. And then you said it. I was watching the TikTok and I'm thinking to myself,
I couldn't even see my hair. I think I'm having a good hair day.
That was my favorite, Ellen. I'm looking at you and I'm like, son of a bitch, like, she's in the freaking hospital. She can't see for shit. And she's still having a good hair day. And then you said it. You go, here's the most amazing thing. I'm having a good hair day. I think I'm having a good hair day. I can't see anything.
Oh my God. It was funny. And then my husband's like, well, I'm crying. And I'm like, I was getting so mad, because I said to him, I think I messed up the camera. I can't even record. And I said, just please record for me, because I was just in a bawling mess, but I needed to record that. And he's like, okay, go. And he's recording. And I'm like, and I look cute too. Like, what am I talking about? I'm sure I don't look cute. I'm a crying mess, but I had put a cute dress on to make myself feel better.
I got to tell you, I may be a fan, but you did look totally cute. And I think you're absolutely right about just your humanity And even though I know you think it makes you a weirdo, that you were more concerned about not being able to see than actually losing your life, I was 100% resonating with that. Because I always say, if I get cancer, I'll deal with it. If I have a stroke, I'll deal with it. If I have a heart attack, I'll deal with it. But please don't let me have Alzheimer's, because if I start to lose my freaking mind, because I love my mind. I have a magical imagination. I'm very creative. I'm very funny. And that would really just bum me out so hard. So when you were talking about not being able to see because you're a creator, you're a producer, you are literally a visionary, I'm like, same. And that's the power of putting yourself out there.
Yes, it is. And then I think the power that happening to me is what allows me now to be positive about what's happening next. Because I'm so grateful, truly, to see. I wasn't seeing people's faces. I was seeing zombie apocalypse, like faceless bodies walking towards me on the street. My daughter steering me around, my husband steering me around. I was so terrified of that, that when it came back, even in this aquarium style I'm seeing right now, it's back enough for me to see. I feel so grateful that I can tackle cancer with eyesight that I'm not even worried about it. So perspective was delivered to me. At whatever you might say, the universe, hand of God, whatever. It was literally handed to me like, don't complain. You can see now. And I'm like, I will not complain. And that's where I'm at.
You're grateful.
So grateful.
You're so grateful. And I think it's a hard sell to people who don't think the way you do and the way I do, because it can always be worse.
It can always
be worse. And I think when people are in the heaviness of, well, it can always be worse, but they forget the gratitude part, you did not understand the assignment, okay? Because understanding that it could be worse and not moving into gratitude, you don't get to experience the joy that comes from that. Gratitude is not to make you feel better. It's to release joy.
Yes.
And you embody that in such a beautiful way.
I'm feeling it so much right now. Every time I walk outside, I mean, I'm really, really just, the word is grateful. It's hard to really express it. I could cry again because it was a lot.
And I'm going to guess you're not much of a crier. I know I'm not.
But
you made me cry, and I'm like, Helen, what are you doing to me?
What are you doing? Oh, there's so many people crying. Oh my God. They're like, oh, I'm sitting here in tears. The comments on that TikTok are just beautiful. Jenny McCarthy commented and said she'd offer to edit my videos. And people were like, Jenny McCarthy just rose up 20 notches on my belt. You know? Yeah. So that was really sweet. I mean, people, celebrities came out of the woodwork even to support, which is beautiful. So
this could be, really, I mean, not that people should expect. Okay. Please understand, Helen and I are not saying if you start a TikTok channel and you air all of your laundry, that celebrities are going to start lining up to do deals with you. Okay. That's not what we're saying here. But what I think you are saying is that authenticity, not the kind that people manufacture as a sales tactic, as a manipulative, slimy trick, but genuinely showing up, being who you really are, and having the fucking guts to share that with other people.
Yeah.
That is powerful. It always has been. And now you don't even have to leave the house or wear pants. Like, how great is that?
It's so great. It's so great. I do lessons on how to be yourself because I've, you know, in the beginning I was, what am I doing here? And it does take some time to feel that comfort. I've not been an in front of the camera person. I'm a behind the camera
person.
That's
what I'm thinking. Yes.
So this happened, like, how did this happen? You know, that people ask me that all the time. How does it feel to be on camera when you're always behind the camera? I don't know. It feels kind of natural now. But I never think I'm talking to an audience. And that, I think, is part of why I can be who I am. I think I'm talking to my imaginary friend in the phone. Maybe I'm even just talking to myself, as crazy as that sounds. So when I do it, I'm not thinking about 600,000 people ever. And I know that my videos are going to get views. But when I'm recording, I am talking to you, one person. Mm-hmm. That's it. I really am. I just don't even process an audience. A lot of people do, like, hi, guys, here's where I am, blah, blah, blah. Nope. I am like, hi, you're not going to believe what happened to me today. And that's how I approach it. It's like, Diane, you are not going to believe this. I just had 7 things of radiation. My eyelashes are going to fall out. I just feel like I'm talking to myself or a friend or one person. And that's how if you can get yourself in that mindset, you can be yourself. It's the trick and it's the magic. It's the sauce.
That's the sauce. That's the total sauce. But are you saying it should always be the same person? Like it's an ongoing one-way conversation with your bestie, or maybe you have a different.
No. It's different all the time. I don't think of a person. No.
You don't think of one person.
I think of a person, but I don't visualize who. I don't visualize who. And maybe when I'm even recording, sometimes different people that comment pop into my head and I'll think of maybe that happens. I have to really give this some thought next time I'm recording, but it's just sort of, cause I don't look at myself. If you look at yourself, then you're looking down here. So I'm always looking into the above my head. So I'm not looking at myself. Definitely not. So it's just like, I can't figure who I'm talking. I'm thinking about who am I really talking to? Not my daughter, not my kid, just like a friend. I don't know. I guess it's an imaginary friend. We'll just leave it at that. It's just one person though.
But I think that's extremely useful advice, because anyone listening who wants to try this,
just talk to one person.
Whoever that person is in your mind doesn't have to be your bestie, your sister. You might hate your sister. It could be.
And it could be different depending on your subject. Maybe I'm talking about, doing videos. So I'm talking about one of my TikTok students. Maybe I'm talking about what's happening in my radiation. So maybe it's just one of my friends. That's how it is.
Personalized.
And it just helps to get your mind in the right place. So you're not thinking you're on stage. I always say the person watching is one person by themselves on the phone. They're not in an audience with a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. They're in their house. They're in their bathroom. They're in their, laying on their couch. So if you think about the receiver, you also won't shout at them and start talking about hi guys, today we're gonna, it's just a different mindset. It's phone to phone. It's person to person, mano a mano, one person to one person. That's what it is.
That makes it so much less scary too.
It is.
Because I'm sure you don't have a problem with public speaking, nor do I. But we both know that supposedly public speaking is the greatest fear of most humans.
Right.
But if you think about talking to one person, recording for one person, you won't have that fear of public speaking because it's one person.
Yes. Exactly.
That's genius.
Safe.
Okay.
It's safe.
Thank you.
It's a safe place.
It's one person is your safe word. Okay. So from now on.
And listen, you can always delete it. I mean it goes there and then, I'm not comfortable. Okay. Private, change the privacy, put it just for yourself. There's no commitment. You could say, oh God, I made a mistake. Okay. Delete it. One time I posted something when I was at a shoot and they didn't want me to post. It was like the fridge behind the scenes. They said, please don't post it. I had to take it down. It was doing so well, but I had to, stuff happens. You have to do what you have to do. So it's just not permanent, and it's just okay to try something. I say, just try it. What's the worst that could happen? You just can delete it if you're not happy.
You just wasted a little time, and you're probably going to waste it anyway. I mean, I'm sure you're going to waste it on something else. So are you still doing production? I mean, pandemic is still kind of ongoing.
So we came, we're back out of lockdown. I've done a bunch of productions since now. 2020 was nothing, but in 2021 started to pick up. I actually have a Sensodyne shoot next month. They don't even realize what's happening because, it's open for anybody who wants to know.
They're not on TikTok, right?
They happen to be not be on TikTok. And I'm like, well, I'm just carrying on. We're getting ready for the shoot and we're going to be shooting in August. And what's going to happen? I'm going to do interviews and I'm going to be bald maybe. And maybe I'll keep my hair. Maybe my hair is going to stay with me. Who the hell knows? But that is not going to derail my life. It's going to be very manageable in my life. I'm going to figure out how to work it right into what I'm doing so that I can continue my purpose. I love interviewing. I love directing and I'm going to continue to do that. But as this evolves, potentially my life is going to shift and I'm just letting it happen. I'm like riding it. So I'm not necessarily pounding the pavement to find production work now, but my clients that trust me are back for more work. And now I'm taking this other direction with Socialize. I'm going to see how this startup goes and I'm following that journey. So I've got like a little parallel path that's a little intersecting as
you got yourself a side hustle girlfriend or two.
I love it. And it's a fun side hustle. So
isn't that a lot to deal with? I'm just thinking of the folks that identify as multi-passionate and oftentimes hire someone like me as a business coach because they've got 10 different businesses they're trying to run at the same time. But you are able to do your career and have your TikTok, I would say, thought leadership, and you've got this growing joint venture partnership. That's a lot.
Yeah, there's a few things going on. Luckily, production comes in waves. So there's it's not like I'm shooting every week. It's like I do a shoot and then the month I have downtime. Then, we're going to prep up for another one. Then there's so that's more in waves. And it somehow has always worked out for me like this. Oh, that worked out. So that shoot moved. And when I was going blind, I had to go to LA and interview Dick Butkus for an NFL shoot. And then came back and I had an editor helping me because I couldn't see. So, you know, things, they come up, they ramp up, and then they're done. And now that project's done and behind me. And now I have a month to gear up for this next one. So while I have a month to gear up, I can focus on my other venture and see how that can build. So, I mean, eventually one will outweigh the other, but for now they're very intersecting. When I shoot commercials, the clients are always interested in how they can purpose content for social media. So I have so much knowledge about social media that I'm getting work from new clients that know that, oh, she's TikTok famous. She knows what she's doing. Let's bring her in. You know, I was hired for a shoot to direct TikToks on a shoot for another director. So there's a lot of intersecting little weaving bits happening now in the industry. And I find myself happily one day at a time seeing how this all plays out. I'm not the biggest planner, considering I'm a producer director. I think a week out and then I worry about next week after that.
Well, there's so many things that are out of your control. You've already said that you are actually comfortable with uncertainty and life being a bit of an adventure. You're able to, you know, pivot and bob and weave and stop, drop and roll. When this falls apart, I can do this and then I'll try that. And you also maybe not being an over planner. I mean, you obviously have to have planning skills. Because you don't get overly attached to things happening the way you expect them to. And I find that really messes people up. They're like, this wasn't supposed to happen. Now what am I going to do? You're going to do something else, friend.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do. And you're like, yeah, well, what else? And that just makes it so much easier for you to just go literally go with the flow.
I am thankful for that part of my DNA because I know that's a bit of a wiring thing. It's just how I'm wired. I mean, I have an autistic son, so if I was thinking ahead when I had him, I would be overwhelmed. But I took that one day at a time, and now he's in adulthood, he lives in a group home, and he's doing well and thriving. So that helped me in many, this personality trait or whatever characteristic has helped me along the way in a lot of parts, the pieces of my life. And it just serves me well, and it's going to serve me well on this next one too. So.
And it's another thing to be grateful for. It's a trait that we both have in common. Last question for you, because it's Friday night on the East Coast, and I'm sure you have better things to do than hang out and talk to me all night. Is why Mothership? The name of your production company is Mothership. And also it's spelled with a U. And I thought there's got to be a story there, and I would love to hear it.
There's a little story, maybe not too interesting, but when I worked for an advertising agency and my children were little, I was always in the office, like coordinating with the babysitter, doing like mother things at home, like making sure the kids this, that, and the other, and talking through things. And so my boss used to send people in when, and I was head of production at this agency. And when the producers had problems, he would say, go in and talk to the mothership. So he kind of coined me as the mothership. Mm. But when I decided to go out, and then I was in a business partnership for a while, and we decided to part ways. And I said, oh, I have to incorporate myself. What am I going to name the company? And my head was spinning and I had like 2 days to decide. And I went, Mothership, that's fine. And my accountant couldn't get it with an O because he said it was taken already. So I said, all right, just try it with a U. So that was just totally random. And it's much cooler with a U, but it was
so
just
much cooler.
So much cooler with a U. So that's it. And then because I had Mothership Productions, everybody, my crew people always call me Mother or hey, Mothership. They call me the Mothership of the company. And that's why I use that as my social media handle. So not the most interesting story, but it's, you know, it is a little bit of a story there.
You know what? It's so charming. It's so on brand because you are a delightful human being and you do so many things beautifully well, almost by accident. Like you're not like intentionally, strategically thinking, I want to make it look this way. You're like, how about this? You just like pull a rabbit out of a hat and you're like, okay, that'll work.
That's what I'm doing now with this other adventure. So we'll see how that happens.
I am along for the ride. I need to make myself accountable to just getting my ass on TikTok.
I can't wait to see you doing it. I'm going to be looking forward to it.
Helen, I do solemnly swear within 1 week from today, I have to have the accountability. Otherwise, I'm just going to continue to F around. Okay. I'm going to make my first TikTok. It will suck and I will not take it down.
I am so excited.
Is that
excited.
A good start?
That's a good start.
Okay, and I will tag you.
Okay.
Okay. Mic drop moment. Mwah. Thank you for sharing this time with me. And absolutely. I will make sure that we link to your TikTok confidence course, to your handles, to all the things, and also to your new platform.
Yes, exciting. HelloSocialize.com. Check it
out. Yay. Awesome. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you. You're wonderful. Okay. I enjoyed it so much.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.